The opening of the Olympic Games, only hours away, the political arguments continue. A report from David McNeil in Montreal.
One by one, the African nations are pulling out in protest over New Zealand's decision to send a rugby team to South Africa. 16 African countries demanded that New Zealand be banned from the Games because of the tour by the All Blacks.
The International Olympic Committee reported that rugby was not an Olympic sport.
It had no jurisdiction in the matter and saw no reason to expel New Zealand. As a result of the dispute, a major African boycott of the Montreal Olympics seems likely. The row over New Zealand follows the withdrawal of Taiwan after a lengthy and at times bitter dispute over whether it had the right to call itself the Republic of China. Canada said it had no right to do so. Then a compromise was agreed with the IOC. Taiwan could use its flag and anthem without claiming to be the Republic of China. But the compromise was rejected, and the members of the small Taiwanese team are packing their bags. There are other problems here in Montreal. Many people in Quebec are unhappy over the choice of the Queen to open the games. They would prefer a Canadian. They're also concerned that they may not be getting their money's worth out of the Olympics. More than £25 million has been spent on security alone. 16,000 soldiers and police are on duty. And with so many guns about, it's difficult to avoid creating an atmosphere akin to that of an armed camp. The official in charge of security, Mr. Guy Toupin, says he expects the games will be free of any major trouble. But in view of what happened at Munich 4 years ago, no one is taking any chance.